Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were taught that the attitude of people towards the things of the Lord have and will always be the same. Let's listen as we get back into our study today. The Apostle Paul, a lot of people say a lot of good things about the Apostle Paul today, but listen, in his day, they didn't build monuments to him. No, in his day, he wasn't exalted. He was hated, even by many so-called Christians. There are those that preach in such a way that it might cause Paul problems. He said that he was the offscouring, that stuff that burns on a pan and you have to scrape it off. That's what he called himself. Jesus said, again, they'd lie about you, say all manner of evil against you falsely for his name's sake. I find it interesting in Ezekiel chapter 33. And listen to this, because I find this a very interesting passage. In Ezekiel 33, verses 30 through 33, we read this. Ezekiel, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of thy houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, the Bible adds, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. Ezekiel's told, hey, look, people are talking to you about you. They're talking in their houses by the walls. Today we'd say out in the parking lot, Facebook, telephone, cell phones, texting, Snapchat, and on down you can go. Oh, yeah, they're speaking against you. They said, well, let's go see what he's going to say today. It's almost scorning and mocking in the way it's written. But the Lord lets them know, but the day's going to come. They'll know that a prophet was among them. They'll know that they were warned. They know that they heard the word and they rejected it. They wanted to go the world's way. They wanted to do these other things. And boy, they are going to suffer for it. And oh, it's not worth suffering. The suffering that we have is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us, but the suffering the unsaved have is forever and ever, and there's no joy in this world that was worth what they'll suffer in hell. Oh, my friend, if you're not saved, you need to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior today. Now, let's remember this. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, and also in chapter 5, verse 4, we read this, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So even if Satan uses other Christians and family to attack you, you have, if you're saved, the very Holy Spirit of God in you, and he's greater than all those that would attack, and especially those that have Satan in them, because God is still greater than he that is in the world. Chapter 5, verse 4, 1 John, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. My friend, Romans chapter 6 is very clear. He says, let not sin have dominion over you. Christian, that gives you personal responsibility to walk with God. Walk with God. Now, if you're not sure if you die today that heaven's your home, let me tell you something. The lowest man in heaven is billions upon trillions of times better off than the man who occupies the best place in hell. Now, there's no such thing as a best place in hell. All hell's bad, but it's worse for some than others. But in heaven, there's better places for some than there are for others. Some are just saved so as by fire. But my friend, I'd rather be saved so as by fire than be in hell. All this, my friend, that I've shared with you over these last few days, for the things we said to the Christian, they're true for the Christian. But it's also true if you're without Jesus Christ that hell is forever and ever. And if you die without Jesus Christ, you'll go to that place and never be able to escape. But one thing I can tell you, every one of us will give an account of himself to God. Are you prepared to meet God? You can be. Why and how? Well, my friend, Jesus died on the cross for your sin. He died for my sin. He died for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:2 says that he is the propitiation. That means the entire payment for our sins. And then he adds, but not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world, for all men. That's why Romans 5:20 said, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. He is able to save you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11 tells us of people who were homosexuals, adulterers, drunkards, extortioners, and it goes through a host of terrible sins. And then he adds at the end of all of that, he said, and such were some of you. Were, that's the operative word, such were, because they received Jesus Christ and they were cleansed by the blood. I find it interesting that one of the ancestries of the line through which Christ came was Rahab the harlot. The world still called her Rahab the harlot, but Jesus gave her place in the Faith Hall of Fame. He put her in that Hebrews chapter 11, and her name is there as an example of great faith. Oh, she had a miserable life. There was a woman that had five husbands, and the man that she was living with was not her husband. But God saved that old reprobate. And the Bible said, what God has cleansed, don't call it common or unclean. God can save you from the penalty of sin and from the power of sin and cleanse you by the blood, just like these examples I've given. And he'll do it right now, right where you are. Won't you ask the Lord to save you? You say, well, what must I do? First of all, you must believe that Jesus Christ indeed died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, knowing that even just one sin hold for eternity in hell, because God is an all-holy God. His grace provided salvation. It's not something that we earn. Jesus, who was God in heaven, God is a spirit, left heaven's abode, and took on human flesh, actually took on a human body and spirit, that he might live on this earth 33 and a half years, be tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And then he died on the cross, paying that penalty. 3 days later, he rose up victoriously over hell and death. That's why Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 says, he, and only he, by the way, has the keys of hell and of death. And he's the one who said, come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. But when you come to him, again, it's just like coming in marriage. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, you're believing unto his righteousness, his care, his love. But just like marriage, that's a heart belief, so you're giving yourself to him. He is Lord. So we read in Romans 10:9 that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from sin's penalty. Presently saved from sin's power. You don't have to give in to those things any longer. And in the future, even the presence of sin will be removed. But heaven is guaranteed in Jesus Christ. So he says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that is, the righteousness of Christ, being accepted for you before God. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. You call upon him, admitting you're a sinner, you deserve to go to hell, but that you believe that he died for you and was buried and rose from the dead, and you want to receive him as your Savior. My friend, you can do that right now, right where you are. Would you like to do that? I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you want to enter this permanent relationship with Jesus Christ, be forgiven of your sins and have eternal life, then pray this prayer right where you are. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ bodily died on a cross for all my sin, shedding his blood, his life's blood for me. He died and was taken from the cross and was buried, and 3 days later he rose up from the dead bodily. Now he's in heaven preparing a place. I right now ask you to forgive me and to save my soul and to give me everlasting life. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed, you meant that in your heart, then the next step is to show that you actually did, that you're not ashamed. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed, Romans 10, verse 11. So, let me ask you to do this. Our announcer will give you our physical address as well as our website. And you can email me through the website or through our physical address. You can write me and tell me that you received Christ as your Savior. Secondly, find a good Bible preaching church. Maybe you already belong to one, you've just never received Christ, but get that good Bible preaching church. Tell the pastor the decision you just made and what's your next step, and he'll tell you the next thing you need to do. And as I always say, fundamental independent Baptist using the good old King James Bible, still singing hymn music and not this stuff of the world. Thirdly, if you go to my website, we have the booklet called Building Block. This is one I wrote years ago to help new believers to learn doctrine, to learn their expectations before God, being in his family, and how to live for him, serve him, and even learn to how to study the Bible and how to pray, what to pray for. It's all in there, what to look for in the church. It's all there. And I want you to have that. It's free. Just go to our website, and you can read it right there. Under booklets by Andy Bloom, pick onto that, and then look for the one that says Building Blocks, and you can read the other booklets as well. They're there to help you. Well, I want to thank you for listening in to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen in as well, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.